Welcome to Inside Your County Government. I'm Doria Fleischer, your Community Engagement Coordinator. Every year around the holiday season in December, we try to provide you with a series called The Gift of Information, knowing that sometimes the best gift that someone can receive is knowing how to become more educated, more involved, and more engaged in their community. This year, we're focusing on three different parts of our county government: our Citizens Response Office, how to get more involved in boards and commissions, and understanding the legislative process. Joining us today to talk about our Citizens Response Office and how you can use it to become an even more educated and involved Charles County resident is Anita Nichols-Swan. Anita, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's nice that it's an honor. That makes me feel good that I didn't have to like drag you in here kicking and screaming, don't make me do this, don't make me do this.
We're not talking behind the scenes, right?
I didn't have to bribe too much that you'd be here, right? So exactly. Anita, can you start by telling us about who you are and what you do for county government?
Well, let's first start off. I am a retired employee that got hired by Charles County government. Thank you, Charles County. I am currently acting in the Assistant Chief of Staff role in the Commissioner's Office. I was hired as a Commissioner Specialist who is serving District 4, and that would be Ralph Patterson. And today, we're here for the Assistant Chief of Staff job who does cover the Citizen Response Office.
So this is, I feel like you have all your hats lined up on the table and every day you just put on a different one?
I change it hour by hour. I wear a different hat every time.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're putting on your Citizens Response Office hat for us because the Citizens Response Office, I think, when I came to county government in 2021 and I learned about it, I was like, well, this makes perfect sense. It's kind of a one-stop shop, yeah?
Yes, it is.
Tell us about the what the Citizens Response Office, or CRO is what we call it?
We call it CRO okay. for short, and it is a Citizen Response Office, and it's actually what it really is. It's a citizen response. And it was put into effect by the commissioners in January 2011. Mm-hmm. So it's been in existence almost 13 years. It's coming on its 13th birthday. The purpose of the office is to streamline the communication and respond in a timely and effective manner to telephone calls, emails, and letters from the citizens in Charles County. Awesome. And this is a direct, I want to say, liaison to the county commissioners, to a stepping stone to help get their answers to their questions that they may have, or even to have whatever issues they may have to get a resolution.
And I love when you say it's that kind of connection. It's, you fill such a unique role in this, right? Because you're the person who gets the submission, however it comes in.
Yes.
And then you pass that information to the commissioners, but it also is how you're able to connect with the other departments in county government. So you're getting the right information, right?
Right.
Okay. Talk us through this process.
Well, all instances is that usually once they first come in, and you can either do that by phone call or by email. And we do have an email box that's citizensresponse@charlescountymd.gov, and or you could call 301-645-0550.
Okay.
And then that way we can turn around and see whatever your issues are, what questions you might have that we're able to answer. If we can't directly answer you once these come in, then we also filter them out to the staff of Charles County government to get a more expert opinion or answer for you to help resolve any of your problems. And also, we let the commissioners know this is what's going on in the different districts. And they all get a chance to know, hey, this is what is being experienced in this neck of the woods. And it could be also in another district. And that way, they're able to combine together and say, hey, what can we do to at least help resolve some of the situations that are common in both of the issues.
So it's education on both sides, right? It gives
yes.
our residents a chance to say, I have a problem or I have a concern, or, I have a question. But it also makes sure that our elected officials do hear what people are asking or questioning or complaining about, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it keeps them current, too, of current issues that are up and upcoming, you know, especially with a lot of the new home buildings that are coming up.
Right.
You know, we have the stormwater damage coming in.
Right.
And, I mean, there's just a lot of aspects to all kinds of things that are coming, like new businesses, those type of things, permitting. There's all kinds of questions that they all have asked us to. How do we do this? How can we achieve this? Mm. And then we're here to give them that answer and hopefully some resolutions.
Excellent. Okay, so talk us through, I'm kind of the behind the scenes. You get this submission. So I, Doria Fleischer, who lives in Charles County, I put in a submission. And what are some of the things my submission might be about? You said permitting, new building. What kinds of things do you...
It could be littering.
Okay.
It could be abandoned buildings. It could be even the grass is too high or the neighbor's yard. Or even you have some of these that have like these abandoned vehicles that are in people's yards and things of that nature. And it could be just a simple neighbor complaint.
Okay.
We've also had health issue complaints as far as like mold in some of the buildings.
Okay.
That, you know, we need to find some type of resolve for some of the residents here.
So it's pretty much I have a problem, but I don't know who to go to.
Yes.
I come to you. Okay.
Yes.
So I put in my either email or my phone call submission.
Yes.
And then what happens?
The first thing that happens actually is that we evaluate it. We then enter it into our CRO system first, and it's given a number.
Okay.
So that we can do this for tracking purposes. Then the other thing is that if I need more information, and another thing is you always want to make contact with the resident that's or citizen that is actually calling, because you want to make sure that, no, hey, we are acting on this. We might be a little lack and behind, but we're there. We're trying to get the right and correct answers for you, and we're trying to move it around to find out where exactly do you need to go.
So part of the process is letting people know that it's happening and that there is a process.
There
is a
process.
So you're not just hearing crickets. You're getting back.
Exactly.
We're working on this. This is where we are.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because everything is not always localized just to the county government. It might also involve the state. So we may have to get the state involved, or we might have to direct you to one of the state agencies.
Gotcha.
That might need to help, you know, assist you in trying to resolve some of your problems or even answer some of your questions.
Okay, so it gets into the database. We start trying to figure out, is this a county government thing? Is this, who does this go to?
Yes.
And you keep the resident apprised the whole time.
And we keep them apprised.
Okay.
And then the thing is, we have that tracking system. So once the tracking system goes out, we always let them know, please, whatever agency that we send them to, that please CC me throughout the whole entire process, so
okay.
that we know what the final resolution is, and then we do make contact back with the citizen resident in order to find out whether or not, you know, have we satisfied your question?
That's
have
great.
We answered? Have we come to your resolution? I can't say that we have a perfect system.
Right.
There are some things that we probably still need to work on because everything can't be resolved. And there's some things that we still have to work on.
Right.
But we're trying.
It's getting
there.
We're
doing the best that we're doing. We're getting there.
Okay.
So.
And I appreciate the idea in human services, we call it that warm handoff. So instead of you reaching out to me and saying, I've got a problem, and me saying, well, you better reach out to Anita. Mm-hmm. The warm handoff is, sounds like this is something that Anita could help with. I'm going to connect you with Anita. Anita, this is Dorian. And it helps people. I think it is a feeling of comfort that you're not abandoning me. You're working through the process with me.
I'm not just passing you off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to walk through this with you too and try to find whatever type of resolution that we can find for
together.
You.
Okay.
Even if we have to go from plan A to plan B to plan C to find, at least we can find something to help resolve.
So on some cases, I assume it is a relatively simple, it goes, you know, you're involved, the commissioner is made aware, and then it goes to maybe one other person. On a bigger case, though, how many people might be involved in one CRO submission?
We can go anywhere from 3 or 4 county agencies with an addition of maybe 2 or even 3 state.
Wow. So you really
agencies.
Are getting a well-rounded
response. We do get a well-rounded response.
Yeah.
response. And let's not forget also, we also get referrals from the state agencies as well, from the senators, the delegates. They also refer a lot. Once they get one, they'll say, hey, you know what, Anita, can you check into this? Can you give me some status on whether or not has this been entered into your CRO system?
Gotcha.
Has it been through there? Have you had any other similar? Could you please let us know what your results results
which helps with that tracking also of if we're seeing things that somebody's complaining at the state level, but it really is a Charles County issue.
Exactly.
We need to know about it. Okay.
Exactly. And that's where it comes important that once we enter everything into the CRO system and it gives us that tracking number, we can always refer back to that. We can always pull back even, our, you know, for our history, back history. Hey, have we encountered this problem before? What did we do before? And we're able to go back and, retrieve those histories.
That's great.
Which is a good thing.
That is wonderful. Yeah. So Anita, you said that, you know, not always perfect, but getting there. What are some things that you're excited about as in your time taking over the CRO and helping grow it? What are you looking forward to? What's something exciting that's coming?
Well, the one thing is that we are going into a new CRO system. Mm. It's still in the, I guess you want to say in the baby stages.
Okay.
It hasn't gone live yet,
okay.
But we're still trying to find to make sure that all the systems and all the agencies are able to talk to each other.
So we're using the old system still. Nothing's
we're
shut
still
down.
Down this,
but there will be something new and
yes,
exciting
there's
coming.
Something
okay.
new coming. And this is going to be able to help address all the agencies to be able to talk to one another, able to see all the documentation from one another so that we can all see this all together and all be on the same page, on the same accord.
Great.
Which is a good thing that's coming.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that to go live. Because it might make a lot of things a little bit more easier.
Yeah, technology
because,
helps.
Right, technology yeah. always helps. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a few little, bugs and glitches that we'll probably have to work out.
Yep.
But it does be doing things so manually like we're doing now.
Gotcha. So you're still entering every single thing.
It's entering data, entering everything little by little. And we may be able to accomplish more CROs than what we
right.
do now. Grant you, we have a high volume that we do handle even now. We're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 9,000 a year,
wow.
give or take. But hopefully we'll be able to even monitor and do more.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Well, I hope, I certainly don't want to flood your office, but I also think this is such a great tool. So hopefully some of our viewers and listeners today will hear that and your number will go up, but with the new technology
with
to help support it.
With the new technology. Comes in, yes.
But I think I always feel like it's not a problem when people have problems. It's a problem when we can't help people with their problems. So I
have to agree.
Yeah, I don't want to get rid of 9,000 problems. I want to be good at solving
9,000
problems.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that we do have citizens that can rely and say, hey, Charles County government, they help us tremendously. They're always there for us. Mm. And we're their biggest support.
Yeah.
And for us to be even to do more on top of that would be absolutely fantastic.
Great. What is one thing, Anita, that you, I always think about, I don't know about you, but when I go to the grocery store and people stop and want to talk to me about my job, or I see somebody complaining and I want to say but there is a resource for that. What is one thing that when you're in the grocery store, you wish you could tell people about, but if you knew about the Citizens Response Office, or if you used this, what's kind of your, I wish everybody knew.
And you know what, that's the one thing. If everybody knew that they could just pick up the phone and make that call. Hey, just call and turn around, give us your problem and help and allow us to assist you. Allow us to help you resolve this.
Mm.
I want to tell you, we're there for you. We're there to support you 100%. We're going to find an answer one way or another.
Right.
And it's that working with your residents, your citizens. You want to be able to say, hey, you know what? I was able to do good.
Yeah.
So
we want people to just bring it up.
Yes.
Get those submissions
talk
in.
Talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, we complain about a lot, but let's get them in so we can work on them, so we can get them taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anita, anything else you want to talk about the Citizens Response Office today? You've given us a lot of great information, but is there anything else on your mind that you want to make sure we know?
You know what? I'm drawing a blank, but
that's
I tell
okay.
you what. Feel free to call at any time, email, even just if you want to say email and say hi, but I'll be the one behind answering that email.
I hope all of your submissions coming in are just saying hello for the winter holidays, Anita, just saying hi. Excellent. And actually, I should throw out there, because this is something that I should be better about reminding people. Am I correct that Citizens Response Office can also be used for compliments and good things? Yes?
Yes, it
and it'll
can
get
be.
Passed to the
and
right people.
It gets
people.
Passed to the right people. And, and the thing about it is, it's always good to encourage, to let our staff know that we're doing a good job and that we are serving our public, our county.
So in the spirit of the winter holidays, let's remember that we want to hear your complaints. We want to hear your problems. But if somebody in county government or if something in county government goes well, you can let us know that too,
please,
right?
Do. Please do.
We'll take all the good stuff
yes,
also.
Yes, we do. We want to take the good stuff too.
Anita, thank you so much for being here. Anita Nichols-Swan in our you. Commissioner's office handling our citizens response office.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in, Charles County, to our Gift of Information series, hoping to provide you with information about some of the county resources and ways that you can continue to stay involved and stay engaged. Take care, stay safe, stay engaged. For more information on Charles County government, visit our website, www.charlescountymd.gov. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe to the county's e-news. You can also get many alerts through the citizen notification system. Don't forget to watch CCG TV on Comcast Channel 95 or Verizon Fios 10. We're also streaming on Apple TV and Roku devices. Just search Charles County Government. You can get all of our great podcast content wherever you get your podcasts by searching Charles County Government. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel.